Pat Johnston, a member of the Reflections.
Couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
It's 842 WSW. I have some circus tickets to give away coming up in just a moment, by the way.
Are you playing this in regard to something? I think I heard Denise bring this up a little bit earlier this morning.
Yep, there's a new story, and it fascinates me. Because it has to do with Romeo and Juliet. Cool song from the Reflections from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Fun to hear. And this is serious, and I understand the seriousness of it, but it's getting attention and support as well as opposition if you check some of the hubbub that's going on and some people who are communicating. So the story from the Associated Press, the two stars of the 1968 Romeo and Juliet movie suing Paramount Pictures for more than $500 million. This lawsuit was filed yesterday over a nude scene because they were both teenagers at the time.
Yeah, she was like 16 or something.
15.
Yeah. She was 15.
15 and 16, I think, is what I...
Olivia, is it Hussey?
Yeah, Olivia Hussey.
Hussey? Yep. I don't remember.
Oh.
Would they not
I know. She's about, she's 15. She was 15. She's now 71. Leonard Whiting, who was 16, is now 72. They have filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court alleging sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and fraud from 1968.
I would have to wonder if, because of their age at the time of the shooting, and my understanding of the motion picture industry is there would have been guardians or someone there of legal status who would have had to approve them doing that.
Not referenced in this particular story.
Funny.
It makes you wonder.
The way it's referenced here is that the director, Franco Zeffirelli, who died, by the way, back in 2019, told the two that they would wear flesh-colored undergarments. They wouldn't be nude for a specific bedroom scene that was near the end of the movie, I guess. But on the morning of the shoot, apparently, according to the plaintiffs, Zeffirelli said that they would only wear body makeup, assuring them that the camera would be positioned in a way that they would not show nudity. Yet they were filmed in the nude without their knowledge, in violation of California and federal laws against indecency and exploitation of children. This is according to the lawsuit. In fact, they said that the director told them that they must act in the nude or the picture would fail and their careers would be hurt. The actors believed they had no choice but to act in the nude and body makeup as demanded. And the nudity, apparently, as the young man's bare buttocks were shown and her bare breasts were briefly shown.
Yes.
The court filing says that they have suffered emotional damage and mental anguish for decades. Each had their careers that did not reflect the success of the movie. And given the suffering and the revenue brought in by the film over its release, the actors are entitled to damages of more than $500 million. Some would say, why now?
Yeah, that would be the next question.
One of the reasons is because the lawsuit was filed under a California law that has temporarily suspended the statute of limitations for child sex abuse, which has led not to just this lawsuit, but a host of other lawsuits that says this might just be the most famous, I guess.
So why wasn't it filed within the statute?
Because it wasn't considered at that time, I guess. I don't know when the statute expired. I don't know. She says, by the way, that in an interview, one of the points being brought out was apparently she was in an interview with Variety in 2018 in which she defended the scene, Olivia. She said that she said nobody my age had ever done that before. She said that the director shot it tastefully and it was needed for the film. So that's out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well.
But now, $500 million later, maybe it's...
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen the success that I thought I should.
Right. It goes back to 1968 and some of the what we're thinking. You know what everyone's thinking, the same thing about longevity and did you really suffer throughout your life or just now the opportunity has existed? Others are saying it doesn't matter. They were teens at the time. Shouldn't it happened?
Right.
You know, and the way the industry was, maybe their voice wasn't heard because whose voice was heard over these matters over the years? All these things come into play. Just, you know, think back to 1968.
Yeah.
That it's now surfacing here in 2023, and, you know.
What was that, 55 years later?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It says here that the film has been shown to generations of high school students studying the Shakespeare play since the time. I don't recall seeing that.
I
remember doing Shakespeare in high school, but I don't ever recall.
Yep, I recall we read Romeo and Juliet, then watched the 68 version.
And,
yep.
And I bring that up because I'm thinking that over the years I've never heard of any controversy about it being shown, if there was that nude scene that was being shown to high school students with teenagers in it.
Yeah.
That didn't cause any problems over the years or get talked about. So
it's an interesting case. I want to continue to follow this one.
And it doesn't say what the next step is. It just says the lawsuit's been filed. It doesn't mention what. And there's been no response from representatives of Paramount, the movie, the producers.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Olivia Hussey, another movie I can remember off the top of my head that I enjoyed with her. There was one movie called Black Christmas, 1980.
Yeah, it's a big one, huh?
It's a very, very, very heartwarming tale of Christmas Eve and friendship and, maybe some ice picks and some sharp objects, plastic bags. And like I said, it is a heartwarming tale. She is terrific, though. She is awesome in it, Olivia.
Really?
Hussey. And so is Lois Lane, my Margot Kidder.
Oh, yeah.
Is in that movie as well. Directed by... Also, the same guy, I'm forgetting his name, but he would go on a few years later to direct...
Oh, boy. Can hardly wait.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Really?
A Christmas Story. So, yeah, he did this horror movie about based on Christmas Eve, and then a few years later did A Christmas Story. Yes. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story.
Pat Johnston, again... who often references his love of Die Hard on Christmas.
Yeah. Black Christmas, it is one of those, it is just something I've seen it a couple times, and there are certain scenes that just stick with you. It is a freaky, freaky movie. If that's what you're into, if you like to just kind of be, it's not really a slasher, although it does have some, murder in there, but no, it's more of a psychological thing.
You don't mind if I stick with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, do you?
No, okay. You don't mind.
Rosemary Clooney.
We do.
Yeah, some of them.
Do.